The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The 72 disciples returned rejoicing and said to Jesus, Lord, even the demons are subject to us because of your name. Jesus said, I have observed Satan fall like lightning from the sky. Behold, I have given you the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and upon the full force of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice because the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven. At that very moment, he rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, I give you praise, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Turning to the disciples in private, he said, Blessed are the eyes that see what you see, for I say to you, many prophets and kings desire to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but never heard it. The Gospel of the Lord. You know, looking for a moment and thinking about Job and the book of Job. Job is a story about life, really. Job went through all kinds of troubles and difficulties and ended up bankrupt, lost everything he had. But one thing he never lost his faith and his trust in God. In spite of all the problems and difficulties that he had. And when so-called wise people came to advise him and so on, well, they didn't turn out to be great friends. He never really got angry with God. And that's a great lesson for us, you know, when we look at life to today and the troubles, you know, that we have and that we go through and the disappointments in life and so on. To maybe remember Job and remember, you know, he trusted in the Lord and all things worked out well. And then we come to the gospel this morning, and the disciples came back rejoicing. Oh, you know, when we go out there, we've great power, and people are healed, and even the demons obey us. And Jesus said, you know, don't be foolish. That's pride. Rejoice rather that your names are written in heaven. What does that mean? Well, make sure you're not taking pride in what you do, but attribute everything to God. You know, very often when we achieve something and we do something good, don't we often kind of clap ourselves on the back and think how marvelous we are? But in fact, when you do something well, thank God. That's a very important thing afterwards. Say, thank you, God, for getting me through that. Thank you, God, for helping me to do that well. Never forget that without God, we are nothing. We are just ashes without God. And when you think along those lines, is a great antidote to pride. You know, there's another side, just for one moment, to pride that I often mention to people. Many people, when they fail or when they, do something wrong or they lose their temper or something or get very angry, and that happens to all of us now and again, and then they begin to beat themselves up and, I shouldn't have done that, and why are you like that? And the bottom line there is pride, you know, rather than say, well, that's me, I'm weak, I'm human, and seek God's forgiveness, rather than beating yourself up, because the bottom line there is not sorrow that you have offended God or offended somebody else, but that you have let yourself down. And so the bottom line is pride, just like we find in the gospel this morning.